Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
First off, I want to say this conversation we're about to have is outdated because no one goes to the movies anymore.
That's a lie.
I don't.
You really don't, right?
I literally don't.
I've been a couple times.
You have children. You have to.
We're still paying it off. It's we worked out a deal. It's expensive, dude.
I feel like people go to the movies more now than they did 4 years ago.
During COVID? That was six years ago.
Yeah.
That's when it really stopped, though, was COVID.
I think even before then, it was on a downward, and I think it's coming back up. Okay. And I don't get it. That's none of my business.
When
but.
You would go to the theaters, this is going to be such a typical me question, would you ever have a drink? Did you ever do the, like, they have the Hemingways in the AMC theaters where you can go up and...
Yeah, absolutely. Get, like, those are my favorite theaters.
I know, because you just can't get enough, and you don't want to get up and get a refill. I wish they just had a server.
Okay, then go to the fancy theaters. And no, I don't think I've ever really drank.
You never drank at a theater? You never brought a...
I haven't been going to movies for a long time.
Yeah. I kind of... Yeah. I want to be able to pause. You know what I mean?
The movie.
Yes.
You're missing the experience.
What's the experience?
That's just that you can't pause. You have to be there.
How would that be a good thing?
Movies are made for the theater.
The film, it looks better. Yeah. The film does look different. The sound is crazy.
Yeah.
I have really good sound systems at
my house.
It's
not the same.
I don't even go, and I agree with them because I just don't watch movies.
Okay.
Did you go like in high school? Was that a thing for you growing up? Like a group of friends?
I almost feel like high school, it was the decline. It was like middle school we would go a lot because it was like one of the things you could go do.
Did you ever go with a boy?
Yeah.
And like make out in the theater?
I don't know about that.
The movie's too good, Slacker. Yeah. That's what I'm
saying. You can't pause.
Well, the reason I'm bringing it up is somebody has ranked the best candies available at theaters. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how to tell them, but they are stupid.
I agree.
What? Wait, you agree with
me? Yeah. This
their list, the top five, I hope, Tiak, you're not going to be upset with me that I'm...
This is a list, not a ranking.
This is a list. This isn't a ranking.
Okay.
But they are a list in order of popularity vis-a-vis a rank. But
guys, reading this list, did your mouth start watering?
Yeah.
I read the very last thing on it, and my glands just started. I don't know if that's the word
for that.
Well,
we started number five. By the way, is everybody's number one at least on the top five?
Mine is.
No. Mine is.
Because Hack and I are not. Okay.
No. Aaron thinks that she and I have the same one, but I actually don't think. We do.
I think Aaron's pretty easy.
But what about the candy?
Man, I left it there for so long. What took you so long? Yeah, I know Aaron's, and I'm trying to figure out what Princess's is. Anyway,
I didn't even say anything.
I don't think anybody in the room thinks the number one candy is the number five candy, which is Junior Mints. Love.
Love them.
Junior Mints.
Yeah.
In fact, in my top three for a movie theater.
I agree.
I was going to say two. Yeah. I put it at two.
Nibble them and then just suck out the minty part.
Her glands are working overtime.
But what about the candy?
That wasn't even
the
one.
No. Oh my God. If he says it three more times, my life is going to be complete. I swear.
That's not the one that made my mouth
water. No, but here's the thing about a Junior Mint. I like them, but a whole box, like a Junior Mint's like a palate refresher between candies.
No. You can just do a whole thing.
No, it's the perfect amount of chocolate to mint ratio. Like it is, they're a little bit crunchy. You like get them like, and then it cracks the shell.
Like, you do this thing when you get feral about food, like your head tilts back. You're like the mayor in Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs when he's like stacking like four of the giant hot dogs up and he goes like, and shoves them in his head.
I haven't seen that.
Oh my God, movie. You gotta watch Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
There's a leak in the boat. What? Ah! There's a leak in the boat and the leak is just on the seat.
I think that's the second one.
Oh.
Yeah. Sorry.
Who knew there was two?
I did.
So Junior Mints,
we all agree, great than, candy.
Should be higher than five.
Though. I put it at three. I know what my top two are. I thought of another one.
Here we go. At number four, and Aaron's number one, Nerds Gummy Clusters.
Hell yeah.
Oh. Correct? Oh, you do yeah, not dude. Have the same
I
number
had
one.
To stop. Well, yeah.
She had a problem, dude.
I was bringing in bags. And like
the big bag.
Yeah.
The resealable.
Hack and I would just...
the good old days.
You know how like when you're addicted to painkillers, you got to go to different doctors.
No, I
and
don't.
Get prescriptions from different places. Like Target had cut her off.
Right.
So they then she's going to like Walgreens. Flavors and like for
there's
different
a new flavor.
See?
There's a new flavor out that I just saw in Target. See? It's like a lime green bag.
I gotta go.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like...
What are you doing, Enabler?
Sorry.
She's just getting over it.
Sorry.
Okay. Anybody Sorry. Else want that one? That's in your
would,
top
yeah,
three.
Yeah, for sure. Probably four. Yeah. I had those the last time we went to the theater. My
now,
son picked them.
I'm struggling on what I'm at right now because number three could be Erica.
Hey, y'all. I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you
it's
get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.
I don't know if I should do it. No. Number three, not Erica, but she's coming up soon. Skittles.
Correct. Not my favorite.
Yeah.
I think Skittles should be below Junior Mints.
Oh I think gosh. Skittles should be off the list.
No, what?
Yeah. Like, I can eat a few, and then I'm like,
have you guys had the freeze-dried Skittles?
Yeah. No.
They're so good.
Oh, the texture just made me, like, thinking about it made me cringe.
You can get them at Target. I am not allowed in that aisle anymore.
Like they see your Dex or whatever, your Dexcom, and they're
and
like,
yeah.
They're like, maybe you need to see your ID.
They're called like poppables or something. Like they're so good.
Ooh. They're pretty good. But yeah, Skittles, they get all stuck in your teeth and they're just sugar balls.
And you can't, they're like some of the things that get stuck in your teeth. The alternative to that is you just put it in your mouth and suck it.
Right.
What about the candy?
There we go.
But Skittles,
crazy
I don't think is
for that
good.
To get stuck in your teeth, by the way.
But I don't think Skittles is good sucked on.
No,
I think you just sit there
and
they don't do
hurts.
Anything. Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, coming in at number two, and this is
yeah,
Erica's this is candy. Sour Patch Kids.
I'm like Aaron, I had to take a break from Sour Patch Kids. I was every single weekend, it was like, babe, will you go to the store and get me Sour Patch Kids?
For real?
Was it the kids or like the watermelon or the
kids, strictly.
Straight
I actually
kids.
Don't
okay.
like the watermelons. I want the watermelons to F off a little bit.
Oh my God.
The kids are the best. And one time I got a Costco bag and it was.
Oh, that's too much.
Yeah.
And it's resealable and it's the size of a newborn baby.
Yeah for sure.
Yeah. So.
It's actually a kid.
It's a literally. Kid. Yeah.
They are not even on my list. They're one of the worst candies ever produced.
Oh, what is wrong with
no.
you?
It's a generational thing. That, whatever that's, the it's whatever acid is on the outside, it's like citric.
Dude, citric acid?
Yeah.
I would wait till the bag, it's got and all then, of it at the bottom, and I would lick my finger and stick it in all that soury goodness and just like a Fun Dip, but with my hand.
Wow.
Ew.
It was close.
All right, so we've gotten Aaron's, we've gotten Erica's. Mm-hmm. Neither of us are on the list.
No.
We're not going
slackers.
To be.
Slackers. I don't know if I know.
You do know.
I
mine.
Do your.
You know
yeah,
mine.
I do know yours. I don't know if I know Hacks. I'm really thrown off.
Well, at number one on their list,
okay.
Starburst.
No,
the trashiest, worst can.
It falls down with Skittles for me.
For
just
sure,
stuck in your teeth, kind of a nightmare with fillings like these.
You're having to unwrap individually.
Yes, oh no! You. Now they make those Starbucks the minis.
Yeah, the minis are good.
Like the
yes.
oh,
because they're all unwrapped and little ones. You just stick your hand in the bag.
Yeah. Okay. So I actually am concerned about all of us if wrapping individually is a problem.
Well, I just want to eat all of them and then I end up eating the paper.
Yeah, like Rolos drive me nuts.
Yes.
Like, dude, come on. I like the roll of Rolos because then you just go, ah.
Yeah.
The visual?
Yeah, the visual did enough work on that.
Since everyone in the room has to know mine. Aaron, tell them.
I don't. I'm forgetting what they're called, but the chocolate caramel What milk the heart duds. There you go.
Oh
milk my God.
Duds.
No, you can't talk about things getting stuck in your teeth. Yeah. And milk
those
duds are your favorite.
Let me walk you through something. Let me walk you through something there, princess.
One of my fake teeth out.
Huh. What you do, if you like milk duds by themselves, you can save half the box. But you roll in, you get yourself a smaller popcorn. I'm not like a glutton. Get the popcorn, go sit down, open your milk duds, dump half into the popcorn while the popcorn's still hot. Mm-hmm. And now it's like they're not melted, but they're soft, and then every bite is like caramel corn.
Then just get caramel corn.
They don't sell caramel corn!
But
it's so you get the ooey gooey.
I actually feel, please text in 303-222-5423. He's crazy, right?
It's a real thing. People do this.
No, I understand that, but I don't go to movies. I make it at home. So then just get caramel corn.
I can do this at home as well.
Great point, Aaron.
I can do this at home. I get the Orville Redenbacher movie theater.
Or you can just get caramel corn and not have to deal with your cavities being ripped out.
No, because then there's just, every once in a while, you just get this bite that's all caramel. And you're like, oh my God, that's so good. And then also with the milk duds, you just put them in your mouth. Let that bad boy melt. And you just got a mouthful of chocolate for a little while and then a mouthful of caramel.
Milk duds are one of the worst candies on the face of the earth.
Oh.
Great. So we're Sour Patch Kids. Now where are we? Let's draw some lines.
Sour Patch Kids are definitely better, and people in the text would say so.
I guarantee you there's more caramel lovers.
It's not about caramel lovers.
Yeah.
It's about milk duds particularly. They are death traps.
No, they're not. It's just
that's
because you're buying old milk duds, weirdos.
You're not buying old milk duds.
You are.
I'm going in and checking their age.
Okay, can we put an Instagram poll up?
Yes.
Like Sour Patch versus Milk Duds. May the best candy win.
I'm going to win.
There's
guys, I still need to know what Hacks is.
I know. Because she's going to go buy it. She's ready to go. Hacks?
I have my top two. And honestly,
neither of them are on there?
No, my biggest issue with this list are these are all candies that you eat at a movie theater. They're not a theater-specific candy.
Oh, no.
Number two for me, Nestle Bunch of Crunch.
Oh.
Pretty good.
What in the world is that?
You've never had a Nestle Bunch of Crunch?
It's
when
almost
I was growing
like Nerds
up.
Clusters, but they're Nestle, like chocolate and like rice.
And like the rice crispy things.
Like Nestle Crunch, but little, it's like chopped
they're
up.
Like little smaller than a Nerds cluster.
It warms up. Aren't your hands all like
I think it comes in a box, I think, right?
Slacker.
Yeah.
If it warms up, they're like your Milk Duds. What is wrong with you?
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm really hoping that your
Hold
other
on,
one...
I'm checking Instagram. It looks like Milk Duds is in the lead.
No, I haven't even put it up yet.
And then number one, my favorite movie theater candy, the chocolate-covered cookie dough bites.
I knew you were going to say that.
You only get them at the movie theater.
No, that's number one. What? That's an honorable mention for sure. That
It's not. I've never had it.
I almost swore
the
over
cookie
how
dough little pieces? You know what I'm talking about?
It's because you don't go to theaters.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
1059. Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.